I want to discuss a variant algorithm, which is called the leapfrog algorithm, which is very similar to the Verlet dynamics. The leapfrog algorithm corresponds to a slightly different factorization of the Liouvillean. In the Verlet approximation, the exponential of IL delta t is written as a product of LP and LQ, so that LQ is in the center, is the central operator, and LP is the first and the last operator in the factorization. The leapfrog algorithm is instead obtained by reversing the role of P and Q. So we factorize, we approximate the exponential of IL delta t as the exponential of ILQ delta t halves times the exponential of ILP delta t times the exponential of ILQ delta t over 2. Of course, from a theoretical point of view, everything works exactly as in the Verlet case, so also the leapfrog algorithm has all the nice properties that the Verlet dynamics has. So it conserves the phase-space volume, it will correspond to a canonical transformation in phase space. So let's compute it explicitly. So we must compute the action of the three exponentials on a vector pq. So we first apply the exponential of ILQ delta t over 2, which corresponds to shifting q by delta t halves p over m. And so we get that p is unchanged and q becomes q plus delta t over 2mp. Then we apply the exponential of ILP delta t to the result, and now we have to shift p by a quantity which is the force computed in q times delta t. So there are two places where p appears, in the upper element, which is shifted, and in the lower element, so we shift both of them by f of q delta t. Finally, we should apply ILQ delta t divided by 2 again, which implies that we have to shift p by q by delta t over 2mp. In the upper element, q appears in the argument of the force, so we should shift the argument of the force. In the lower element, there is a q, which is the first term, and so we shift the first term, and then we should shift also the argument of the force. Note that there are two terms which are proportional to p, one which is already present, delta t over 2m times p, and one which is obtained shifting q, so we sum these two terms, and so we are left with a single term, which is delta t over m times p. So the lower element becomes q plus delta t over mp plus delta t over 2m f of q delta t over 2mp times delta t. So this is what we get for the transformations. Okay, once we have done that, what we should do is we introduce a conventional definition. At least here it looks really like a conventional definition. We will motivate this choice at the end. So we say that the coordinate at times t plus delta t over 2, so in the middle of the time interval, is equal to q of t plus delta t over 2m p of t. Okay, this is the definition. And so if we use this definition, we see that the argument of the force can be replaced by q at times t plus delta t over 2. And so, for instance, the evolution of p, so p at times t plus delta t, which is given by the upper element of our vectors, becomes p of t plus delta t with the force computed at time q, t plus delta t over 2. While the evolution of q, so q at times t plus delta t, here we can do two things. We can add q of t with 1/2 of delta t over m p of t, so that we get q t plus delta t over 2. And then the other two terms give rise to delta t over 2m p at times t plus delta t. So we use the formula above to simplify the equation for q at times t plus delta t. So this ends the calculation. So if we use these two expressions, starting from p of t and q of t, we are able to compute p at times t plus delta t and q of t plus delta t. If we reapply the transformation, then we start by computing q at time t plus 3/2 delta t, which by definition is q at times t plus delta t over 2m p at times t plus delta t. Then we use the definition of q at times t plus delta t, only of q, we don't replace p, and then we see that we can just rewrite this in terms of q at times t plus delta t halves and p at times t plus delta t. So we see that this relation gives us a recursion relation for q at times t plus 3/2 delta t, which only involves t plus delta t over 2 and p at times t plus delta t. So in general, whenever we use the leapfrog algorithm, we never compute q at times t plus delta t. We do the following. So we compute q at times t plus delta t over 2. Then we use the relation, which is written above, to compute p at times t plus delta t. Then we use the result to compute q at times t plus 3/2 of delta t. Then we go to p at times t plus 2 delta t, and so on. So we compute the momenta at integer values of delta t and the coordinates at half integer values of delta t. This is why it's called leapfrog, because this is how a frog moves. So it puts two legs, and then the other legs just go behind those, and then it moves in this way. So this is why it's called the leapfrog relation. So this is the way in which it is implemented. And of course, if you want to compute q at times t plus delta t, then you use equation 1. So you have all the information to compute q exactly at the same time where you know the values of p. Note that the leapfrog relations can also be written as in the last line of page 1. And this first explains you why q is computed at conventional time t plus delta t over 2. And it tells you that these equations are the simplest and most naive discretization of the derivatives. The first equation tells you nothing but that the momentum is m times the derivative of q with respect to time. And the second equation is nothing but Newton's equation of motion. The force is the derivative of p with respect to time. So what is the practical implementation? Well, the practical implementation, we have the starting values, so q0 and p0 at time t equals 0. Then you first compute the value at time delta t over 2, which is written here. So you use the equation that gives you the value of the coordinate time delta t over 2. And then you do a recursion in which you only compute forces and coordinates and half integer multiples of delta t and momenta at integer values of delta t. So this is how the leapfrog algorithm is implemented. And in some occasion, people prefer to use the leapfrog instead of the Verlet. The two algorithms are essentially equivalent, and both have exactly the same nice properties.